今天的题目是拜偶像的后果。
Today's message is the consequence of worshipping idols.
经文是取自《生命记》第八章第十九到二十节。
And scripture is from Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 19 and 20.
让我们打开圣经，《生命记》第八章第十九节。
So open up your Bible to Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 19.
《生命记》第八章第十九节，你若忘记耶和华你的神，随从别神，侍奉敬拜，你们必定灭亡。这是我今日警戒你们的。耶和华在你们面前怎样使列国的民灭亡，你们也必然照样灭亡，因为你们不听从耶和华你们神的话。
Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 19. It shall come about if you ever forget the Lord, your God, and go after other gods and serve them and worship them. I testify against you today that you will surely perish. Like the nations that the Lord makes to perish before you, so you shall perish, because you would not listen to the voice of the Lord, your God.
我们在旧约时代，偶像通常是人手所造的雕像。
So in the Old Testament, idols are usually made by hand. Even though it is handmade,
但却能够使人离开神。
But it can cause people to forsake God.
然后使人陷入这个罪恶的生活当中。
And to cause man to live a life of sin.
那因此耶和华神借着摩西严谨的警告以色列人。
So through Moses, God warned the Israelites.
当他们进入迦南地的时候，
As they enter into the land of Canaan,
要将所有的偶像要把它除灭。
That they must destroy all the idols.
千万不可以把它当作神来拜。
And they cannot worship them as God.
那人敬拜偶像发生在旧约的时代。
So men worship idols in the Old Testament time.
其实在任何一个时代都可以见到。
Actually, you can see it anytime in history.
现今科技发达的一个时代。
Today is a technologically advanced time.
仍然有很多人敬拜偶像。
But you can still a lot of people worshiping idols.
譬如说，如果今天你到台湾、泰国或者马来西亚。
For example, if you go to Taiwan, Thailand or Malaysia,
你会看到有不少的庙宇。
You will see quite a few temples.
那这些庙宇都是人敬拜偶像的地方。
And they are the places where men go and worship their gods.
我在年幼的时候，几乎这个我在年幼的时候，我所居住的这个村庄。
When I was young, the village I lived in.
基本上每一家都有敬拜偶像。
Basically, every household has an idol.
只有我家没有拜偶像。
Except my house.
我们家里没有这个烧香，也没有这个祭坛。
We don't burn incense and we don't have a
altar. 有些人以为我家是信基督教的。
Some people thought my house is a Christian household.
那村庄里面还有一个庙宇。
There is a temple in the village.
每当过节的时候，都会有很多人到那里去烧香拜神。
Whenever there is a celebration, a lot of people will go there to burn the incense and worship.
所以当以色列人在旷野漂流的时候，
So when the Israelites were wandering in the wilderness,
然后他们曾经在这个西乃山下灼造这个金牛犊。
They made a golden calf in the shadow of Mount Sinai.
当作神来拜。
And they worshipped that golden calf as God.
然后来他们又在巴利比尔敬拜摩亚的假神。
And later they worshipped Moab, false god, at Baal Peor.
摩西深知道以色列人的软弱。
Moses knew the weaknesses of the Israelites.
因此他慎重地警告以色列人要远离这个偶像。
So that's why he warned the Israelites to watch out for the idols.
千万不可以去侍奉他们。
They cannot worship them.
免得他们离开神。
So that they will not forsake God.
不再遵守神的诫命。
And that will lead them not to obey God anymore.
无论是在古代或者现今的时代，都有人敬拜偶像。
So, no, whether it is in the Old Testament or today's time, there are still people worshipping idols.
那到底敬拜偶像是怎么一回事？
So, what is this about worshipping idols?
会带给人有什么后果？
What consequences are there?
那么在圣经里面十诫的第一条和第二条诫命吩咐人要单单的敬拜耶和华。
So in the Ten Commandments, in the first and second commandment, it tells people to only worship God, Jehovah God.
不可敬拜其他的神或者偶像。
You cannot worship other idols or other God.
所以生命记第五章这里记载说除了我以外你不可有别的神。
So here in Deuteronomy chapter 5, it says, you shall have no other gods before me.
不可为自己雕个偶像，也不可做什么形象，仿佛上天下地和地底下水中的白物。
You shall not make for yourself an idol, or any likeness of what is in heaven above, or on the earth beneath, or in the water under the earth.
不可跪拜那些像，也不可侍奉他，因为我耶和华你的神是祭邪的神。
You shall not worship them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God.
恨我的，我必追讨他的罪，自父及子，直到三世代。
Visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children and on the third and fourth generations of those who hate me.
爱我守我诫命的，我必向他发慈爱，直到千代。
But showing loving kindness to the thousands, to those who love me after keeping my commandments.
耶和华神是创造天地万物的主宰。
Our Jehovah God is the God who created the heaven and the earth.
那他是独一无二的真神。
He is the only one true God.
除了他以外，没有别的神。
There are no other gods besides him.
因此人不可以铸造这些形象或者雕像来代替这位神。
So therefore, man cannot make an image or any idols to replace him.
那真神只有一位。
There's only one God.
人只可以拜这位真神。
He's the only one man can worship.
但是人可以铸造不同的雕像或者形象，把他们当作神来拜。
But there are men who made images or idols and worship them as God.
我记得我小时候所居住的村庄。
I remember the village I used to live in when I was young.
那村民拜不同的偶像。
The villagers worship different idols.
有很多人家里有摆设这个所谓这个祭坛。
And there are people who have altars in the house.
有些人拜这样的偶像，可能是关公吧。
So some people worship this, he may be the military god.
这个孙悟空。
The monkey god.
是一个就是个这个猴子的形象，这个被华人敬拜的。
He has the likeness of a monkey and Asians worship him.
还有这个我不晓得什么神什么偶像。
I don't know which idol this one is.
还有这个他们也来拜。
And then this one.
这个是印度人的偶像。
This is the idol of the East Indians.
不是 East Indian, the Indian from India.
Right, it's called East Indian.
Oh, East Indian?
Yes.
So you have West Indian and East Indian. 所以你看这些 无论是华人或者印度人，他们敬拜这些偶像和形象。
So you can see whether they're Indians or Asian, they have different idols to worship.
那虽然这些只不过是人所造的这些雕像或者形象。
So even though these were only handmade by men,
但是人却把他们当作神来拜。
But people yet worship them as God.
但是圣经说，在耶和华神的眼中，这些是可憎的事情。
But the Bible tells us in the eyes of Jehovah God, these are abomination.
那么在旧约圣经里面，先知以赛亚说，
So in the Old Testament, the prophet Isaiah said,
没有任何的形象是可以跟神来比的。
You cannot make any image to compare it to God.
那么以赛亚书第40章这么说。
So in Isaiah chapter 40 it says,
你们究竟将谁比神，用什么形象与神比较呢？
To whom then will you liken God? Or what likeness will you compare with him?
偶像是匠人琢造银匠用金包裹，为他琢造银链。
As for the idol, a craftsman casts it.A goldsmith plates it with gold.
穷乏献不起这样的供物的，就拣选不能朽坏的树木，为自己寻找小匠立起不能摇动的偶像。
He who is too impoverished for such an offering selects a tree that does not rot. He seeks out for himself a skillful craftsman to prepare an idol that will not totter.
这位真神是不可以任何的雕像或者偶像来代替的。
So this one true God cannot be represented by any kind of idols.
那么圣经采用不同的词句来描述这个偶像的本质。
So the Bible used different things to describe the essence of this true God.
那主要有三方面。
There are mainly three areas.
第一方面就是偶像。
First is idol.
偶像就是指用这个木，用这个斧头把这个木头雕卸成的一个偶像。
So idol is describing anything that was, that man used an axe to made out of a piece of wood.
或者用这个石头把它琢成一个偶像。
Or to, made it out of, stone.
第二方面是形象这些词句都是在圣经里面出现的。
The second one is, image.
那形象是指造作某种物件或者动物的样式所造成的一个雕像。
The image means it was made out according to the likeness of an animal or a thing.
譬如太阳或者月亮。
For example, the sun or the moon.
或者蛇或者牛都可以成为人敬拜的一个偶像。
Or it is a cow or it is a snake. It can be made into an image.
就好像我居住那个村庄里面那些居民所敬拜不同的偶像。
Just as the village I used to live in, how the villagers made the images out of different things.
第三方面是琢成的一个像。
The third one is something that can be carved.
这些像可能是用这个金属融化再琢造出来的偶像。
It could be molded by melted gold.
就如在出埃及记所记载的这个金牛犊。
Just as it was recorded in the book of Exodus, the golden calf.
百姓见摩西迟延不下山，就大家聚集到亚伦那里，对他说：“起来，为我们做神像，可以在我们前面引路，因为领我们出埃及的那个摩西，我们不知道他遭了什么事。”
Now when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down from the mountain, the people assembled about Aaron and said to him, Come make us a God who will go before us. As for this Moses, the man who brought us out from the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him.
亚伦对他们说， 你们去摘一下你们妻子儿女耳上的金环，拿来给我。百姓就都摘下他们的耳上的金环，拿来给亚伦。
Aaron said to them, tear off the gold things which you are in the ears of your wives, your sons, and your daughters, and bring them to me. Then all the people tore off the gold rings which were in their ears and brought them to Aaron.
亚伦从他们手里借过来啄了一次牛肚，用雕刻的器具做成，他们就说，以色列啊，这是领你出埃及地的神。
He took this from their hand and fashioned it with a craving tool and, and made it into a molten calf. And they said, this is your God, O Israel, who brought you up from the land of Egypt.
所以摩西不断地吩咐以色列人。
Therefore, Moses continued to tell the Israelites,
当他们进入这个迦南地的时候，
As they enter the land of Canaan,
他们必须要将这些偶像完全的除灭掉。
They must completely destroy all these idols.
所以在《生命记》第七章第五节这么说。
So in Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 5 it says,
你们却要这样待他们，拆毁他们的祭坛，打碎他们的柱像，砍下他们的木偶，用火焚烧他们雕刻的偶像。
But thus shall you deal with them. You shall break down the altars and dash in pieces their pillars and chop down their ashram and burn their carved images with fire.
那这节经文提到四种迦南人这个偶像的标记。
So this verse tells us four representatives of the Canaanites, idols.
所以我们看到这个祭坛，还有这个柱像，还有这个木偶，还有雕刻的偶像，有四种。
So here we see altars, pillars, ashram, and carved images.
啊，这个祭坛啊，刚才我给你们看那个我们华人所这个华人所敬拜那个祭坛。
So the altar, like the picture I just showed you about the Asian altars.
啊，但是这个祭坛有一点不一样。
This one here is a little bit different.
然后这个祭坛是用石头或者泥土、木头或者金属等等的材料做成的一个物件。
So this altar is made with a combination of rocks, dirt, wood, and gold.
在以色列人还没有进入迦南地之前。
So before the Israelites enter into Canaan.
在那里早已设立了很多这个祭坛。
There's already quite a few altars there.
其实这个考古圣经考古学家曾经在恩格底发现这个马蹄形的大石祭坛。
So, the, biblical archaeologists have found in Ab Gandhi.
Ay, Gurdy.
Ab Gandhi. they have found this horseshoe shaped altar.
那么在这个祭坛还找到这个神像还有骨头。
And in the altar, they found there was an image, and also there were bones.
然后另外他们在这个米基多也发现一个旁边有石梯的大圆形的这个祭坛。
And also in Medadu, they also found is like a round staircase pillar.
然后祭坛的周围也找到这个骨头还有这个瓦片。
And on the altar, they also found, clay pot pieces and also bones.
还有这些被焚烧过的一些痕迹。
And they also found that, fire was there before.
所以根据这些考古学家。
So according to the archaeologist,
迦南人很可能在这个地方做这个献人祭的活动。
The Canaanites might have performed human sacrifice in these places.
第二个就是那个柱像。
The second one is pillar.
那柱像是一种圆形的这个石柱。
So a pillar is a round, pillar.
有些柱像还有雕刻有一些神像在上面。
So there are some carved images on the pillar itself.
这个是迦南人最喜爱的一个神明。
This is actually the most favorite image used by the Canaanites.
这种柱像是被安置在这个高岗上。
They will put this pillar in high places.
或者青翠的树下。
Or underneath the, a green tree.
也可以安置在这个庙里面。
Or they can put it inside a temple.
还有第三个形象就是这个木偶。
The third one is the Asherah.
我们中文圣经说木偶，但是英文把它翻译成叫做 Asherah。意思就是指这个迦南人的这个女神。
This is actually a Canaanite goddess.
通常是用这个木头或者柱子、树木来雕刻成的。
And usually it is made out of wood, any kind of pillar or from a tree.
那阿瑟拉是被看成是迦南人的一个繁殖神。
Asherah is actually a Canaanite goddess of proliferation.
你就象征农产丰盛，子孙昌盛。
And it just represents that you're going to have bountiful products from your field, and also you're going to have lots of kids.
那这个木偶可以放在高岗上或者这个树底下。
And this Asherah can be put in high places or underneath a tree.
这个就是木偶。
So this is what Asherah.
这个也是木偶。
That's her also.
我在以色列人这个王国的时代。
And during the Israelite reign.
那奉拜这个亚瑟拉是非常盛行的一个拜神的行为。
It is a very common idol worshipping practice, to worship this goddess.
尤其是在这个耶西别的这个时代。
Especially during the Jezebel time period.
你知道 Jezebel 是谁吗？
Do you know who she is?
你要去看旧约圣经。
You're going to have to go look at the Old Testament.
所以摩西警告以色列人千万不要在耶和华神的祭坛边的树下设立这个木偶。
So Moses warned the Israelites, do not put this goddess, under the tree next to the, temple of God.
在申命记16章21节说，你为耶和华你的神筑坛，不可在坛边栽什么树木作为木偶。
So here it says in Deuteronomy, do not set up any wooden Asherah pole beside the altar you built to the Lord your God.
那个第四个标志就是这个雕刻的偶像。
The fourth thing is this carved out image.
刚才我已经提过这个偶像了。
Just now I mentioned Asherah.
所以这个偶像就是不是用这个木头用斧头削刻成的一个偶像，或者是用石头把它凿出来的偶像。
So this carved image is something that you use a piece of wood or stone to make an image out of it.
所以神吩咐摩西，当以色列人进入迦南地的时候
，So Jehovah God told Moses to tell the Israelites as they enter the land，
要将这些偶像把他们打碎，把他们砍下来，用火来烧掉。
They must cut them down or crush them and burn them with fire。
因为对于耶和华神来说，敬拜偶像是一种极败坏的一个行为。
Because to God, idol worshiping is an abomination.
是一个可憎的行为。
It is an act of abomination.
然后因为这种行为侵犯了神独一圣洁的属性。
Because this kind of idol worshiping It touches on God's holiness.
那因此神在颁布这个十诫的时候。
And so when God gave them the Ten Commandments.
所以他在这个第二头诫命吩咐以色列人不可以为自己雕刻任何的这个偶像来拜。
In the second commandment, God said, "Do you shall not carve before you any idols to worship."
啊，不可为自己雕刻偶像，也不可做什么形象，仿佛上天下地和地底下水中的白物，不可跪拜那些像，也不可侍奉他，因为我耶和华你们的神是祭邪的神。
You shall not make for yourself an idol in the form of anything in heaven above, or in the earth beneath, or in the water below. You shall not bow down to them to worship them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God.
那到底拜偶像是怎么一回事？
So, what is it about idol worshiping?
其实偶像不限于这些或者祭坛柱像或者木偶或者雕刻的偶像。
So actually, idol worshiping is not limited to these altars, pillars, ashram, or the carved out images.
它包括人心中所爱慕的。
It includes what men love in their hearts.
比如说金钱、车子、房子、球星、明星。
For example,
还有等等的星星。
It could be money, it could be cars, houses, athletic stars, or just movie stars.
那这一切当摆在神的前面的时候
So all of these, if you place them before God,
就成为我们心中的偶像
Then they became the idol of your heart.
那拜偶像会带来很多的问题
Idol worshiping can cause a lot of problems.
当一个人拜偶像的时候
When a person worship idols,
必定会把这个偶像摆在神的前面
They will put this idol before God. It comes before God.
那么当人或者当我们不把这位真神当作神
When we do not regard God as God,
而把这些偶像当作神来拜
But you use these idols,And worship them as God.
那这种行为将会带来很多不良的后果。
This kind of action will cause a lot of unwanted results.
带给人很多的伤害。
And will cause men harm.
所以在第四章第十六节这么说，唯恐你们败坏自己，雕刻偶像，仿佛什么男像、女像。
So in Deuteronomy chapter 4 it says, So that you do not become corrupt and make for yourselves an idol, an image of any shapes, whether formed like a man or a woman.
然后这节经文说到拜偶像是一种败坏自己的一个行为。
So here in the verse it's saying that idol worshiping is an action that will corrupt you.
那败坏有不同的含义。
Well, this word corrupt has different meaning.
也就包括这个道德的败坏
It includes moral corruption
违背神的圣约
You disregard God's covenant
然后结果受到神的审判
And therefore receive God's judgment
那拜偶像圣经说是这个偶像在圣经里面说是一个可憎之物
So idol as described in the Bible is a thing of abomination.
可憎之物，因为他们可以玷污我们的心灵，还有我们的思想。
Because it can corrupt our mind and our heart.
而且能够把人的地位降低到好像动物不如的一个地位。
And it can lower man to the level of animals.
所以先知耶利米毫无留情地指责这些拜偶像的人。
So Jeremiah have no regret telling these Israelites.
在耶利米书第十章记载说，个人都成了这个畜类，毫无知识。他是指这些拜偶像的人。
So Jeremiah told the Israelites who worship idols, everyone is senseless and without knowledge.
那么偶像这个邪恶的那种力量
The evil power of idol
不但能够玷污人啊，一个人的道德思想
Not only can it corrupt the moral of a person
也会使到一个人所居住的地方受到污染
And it can also cause the word just went out.
Contamination,
yes. Contamination of places we live.
Yeah. 这个是很奇妙，拜过偶像的地方啊，可以受到污染。
It's really strange. The places where you worship idols will be contaminated.
那么使到世世代代的人都生活在受咒诅的环境中。
And it lets the generations of people who live in the same place be cursed.
所以神借着摩西警告以色列人。
So, through Moses, God warned this.
不可为自己雕个偶像，也不可做什么神形象，仿佛上天下地和地底下水中的白物，不可跪拜那些像，也不可侍奉他，因为我耶和华你们的神是祭血的神。恨我的，我必追讨他的罪，自父继子，直到三四代。
You shall not make for yourself an idol in the form of anything in heaven above, or the earth below, beneath, or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the fathers to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me.
摩西也警告拜偶像的人，他们必会受到咒诅。
So Moses warned of them that they will be cursed.
有人制造耶和华所憎恶的偶像，或雕刻，或琢造，就是木工匠手所做的，在暗中势力，那人必受咒诅。百姓都要答应说，阿门。
Cursed is the man who carves an image or and casts an idol, a thing.Detestable to the Lord, the work of the craftsman's hands, and sets it up in the secret. Then all the people shall say, Amen.
所以摩西警告以色列人要记得从前在这个巴利比尔和西乃山下这个拜偶像的这个事情。
So Moses wanted the people to remember how they worship idols in Mount Sinai and also in Baal Peor.
而且要他们从中学习到那个教训。
And he wanted them to learn the lessons from these.
所以在这节经文这么说。
So here in the scripture it says,
耶和华因巴利比尔的事所行的，你们亲眼看见了。凡随从巴利比尔的人，耶和华你们的神都从你们中间除灭了。
Your eyes have seen what the Lord has done in the case of Baal Peor, and for all the men who follow Baal Peor, the Lord your God has destroyed them from among you.
那以色列人在审庭跟这些摩亚的女子行淫乱。
So, the people there have committed, adultery with the Canaanite girls.
啊，并且奉拜他们这个巴利比尔这个神。
And they also follow them in worshiping their idols.
因着这个缘故，耶和华神的审判临到他们。
And because of that, God's judgment came upon them.
那么使到当时有24,000人遭遇灭亡。
And it caused 24,000 people to perish.
所以当神在这个西乃山颁布这个律法的时候
So when God gave them the Ten Commandments in the Mount of Sinai
那亚伦就带领以色列人在山底下琢造这个金牛犊
Aaron led the people to make this golden calf
大大的得罪耶和华神
And it angered God greatly
然后使到神要把他们全部的除灭
And God wanted toCause them to all perish.
那摩西看到也顾念以色列人的软弱。
But Moses saw the weaknesses of the Israelites.
那在神的面前，必切的 为以色列人代求。
And he pleaded with God, for the sake of the Israelites before.
我们希望神能够饶恕他们的过犯。
Hoping God will forgive them of their sin.
那神听了摩西的祷告。
God heard, Moses' prayer.
改变了他的主意，没有把所有的以色列人除灭。
And he changed his mind, he did not cause them all to perish.
但是你看圣经的时候，有三千人没有悔改。
But if you read the Bible, there are 3,000 people who refuse to, confess.
那这些人都被除灭掉。
And they perish.
那么虽然如此，奉拜偶像的风俗却没有离开以色列人。
Even though these people worship idols, God did not forsake them.
那么当以色列分成这个北国还有南国的时候。
So when the Israelites were, the Israel divided into northern and southern kingdom.
这个耶罗波安，你知道耶罗波安是谁吗？
Do you know who Jeroboam is?
啊，耶罗波安就是以色列人其中的一位王。
He's one of the kings of the Israelites.
然后他在北国设立了这个金牛犊。
He, established a golden calf in the northern kingdom.
啊，作为他们敬拜的偶像。
To become the idol, for the people's worship.
目的就是要防止人民，这个北国的人民到耶路撒冷去朝拜。
And the purpose is to prevent the people in the northern kingdom to travel south to Jerusalem to worship.
以免百姓他们的心转向这个南国。
He was preventing the people's heart from turning towards, in favor of the southern kingdom.
那根据列王记上12章28节的记载说。
And according to 1 Kings chapter 12, it says,
耶罗波安王就筹划定妥，着造了两个金牛犊，对众民说，以色列人啊，你们上耶路撒冷去实在是难。这就是领你们出埃及地的神。
So the king consulted and made two golden calves, and he said to them, "It is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem. Behold, your gods, O Israel, that brought you up from the land of Egypt."
所以在耶罗波王的影响下，
So under his influence,
啊，这个伯特利、撒玛利亚。但而基甲等地都成为拜这个金牛犊的中心。
The places Bethel, Samaria, Dan, and Gilgal all became the center to worship the golden calves.
那以前以色列人这个在西乃山下拜金牛犊的事情只不过是一次。
So in the past, when the Israelites worshipped the golden calf,at Mount Sinai, it was only one incident.
啊，但是耶罗波安却把这个拜金牛犊变成国家的一个宗教仪式。
But King Jeroboam caused, the golden idol worshiping became a national religious activity.
把它成为一个人民的一个信仰。
It became a national religion.
所以每当这个列王记评论这个耶罗波安的为人的时候。
So when, in the book of Kings, when they talk about this King Jeroboam.
总是责备这个耶罗波安拜这个金牛犊的一个罪。
They always talk about the sin of this King Jeroboam, how it caused people to worship idols.
那使到以色列人陷入这个罪恶的原因。
And it is the reason why the Israelites fall into sin.
又是神审判他们主要的因素。
And it is the main cause of God judging the Israelites.
所以根据列王记上的记载说。
So according to the book of Kings.
这是因为耶罗波安所犯的罪使以色列人陷在罪里惹动耶和华以色列人神的怒气。
And because of the sins of Jeroboam, which he sinned, and which he made Israel sin, because of his provocation, with which he provoked the Lord God of Israel to anger.
我们可能没有到庙里去 拜神吧。
Maybe we don't go to those are temples to worship those gods.
或者我们家里没有摆设偶像。
Or maybe we don't have an idol in our house.
但是如果我们以其他的东西，譬如金钱，刚才我提过，车子、房子、球星、明星、歌星和等等的东西。
But if we have other things, such as what I've mentioned before, money, houses, cars, stars,
来取代神在我们心中的地位。
And we use this to replace, the place of God in our heart.
我们就是啊，是拜偶像了。
Then we are worshipping idols.
那么圣经说，爱慕和贪爱钱财会带来很多不良的后果。
The Bible told us the love of money will cause us a lot of trouble.
那保罗在提摩太前书第六章这么说。
And Paul said in 1 Timothy chapter 6.
当那些想要发财的人就陷在迷惑，落在网罗和许多无知有害的私欲里，叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中。
But those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a snare and many foolish and harmful desires which plunge man into ruin and destruction.
贪财是万恶之根。
For the love of money is a root of all sorts of evil.
有人贪恋钱财就被引诱离了真道，用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。
And some by longing for it have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs.
贪爱钱财会使到一个人受到迷惑。
The love of money can cause someone to fall into temptation.
使到他陷入在这个败坏的网罗中。
And cause him to fall into ruin.
那不仅如此，会使到一个人离开真道。
Not only that, it will cause him to leave the truth.
甚至放弃他自己的信仰。
Even to the point of forsaking the faith.
那好多年前我认识一位教会的朋友。
Many years ago, I know of a friend in church.
因为他贪爱钱财使到他离开真道。
Because of his love of money, he left the faith.
他把他自己所有的精力放在这个生意上。
He put all his energy into his business.
那他赚了不少钱。
He earned a lot.
但是忽然间这个经济不景。
But all of a sudden, economy ruined.
股市大跌，使到他所赚来的钱突然间不见了。
The stock market crashed and all his money were gone, just like that.
那不但如此，他还被人追债，还有人要他的命。
Not only that, he owed people money and people want his life.
任何的东西。
Anything.
包括一些看为是好的东西
including those that seemingly looks good.
如果把它摆在神的面前
if you put them in front of God,
摆在神的前面
if you put them in front of God,
就算是拜偶像了
then you are worshipping idol.
所以申命记第五章第七节到第十节这么说
So Deuteronomy chapter 5 verse 7 through 10
我一直在重复这段经文。
I am repeating this scripture.
因为我要强调神所指示我们的。
Because I want to stress what God tells us.
除了我以外，你不可有别的神，不可为自己雕刻偶像，也不可做什么形象，仿佛上天、下地和地底下的水中的白物。
You shall have no other gods before me.You shall not make for yourself an idol, or any likeness of what is in heaven above, or the earth beneath, or in the water under the earth.
不可跪拜那些像，也不可侍奉他，因为我耶和华神，你的神是祭血的神，恨我的，我必追讨他的罪，自负祭子。
You shall not worship them or serve them.For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the fathers of the fathers on the children and on the third and the fourth generation of those who hate me.
爱我守我诫命的，我必向他们发慈爱，直到千代。
But showing loving kindness to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments.
所以我们选择做哪一个？
So, which one are you going to be?
让我们安静在神的面前来思想今天的信息。
Let us come before the Lord and meditate on today's message.
让我们在神的面前来审查我们的心。
Let us come before the Lord and examine our hearts.
我们的心中到底是否有这个偶像
？Do we have any idols in our heart？
我们是否有把神摆在最高的地位
？Did we put God in the first place？
或者我们经常有把其他的东西摆在神的前面。
Or do we often put many other things before God?
如果有的话，求神帮助我们。
If we did, may God help us.
也求神赐给我们足够的力量。
May God give us enough strength.
把它摆在最高的地位。
To place God Himself in the first place.
亲爱的父神，求你帮助我们。
Dear Heavenly Father God, please help us.
也求主你赦免我们的软弱。
Please forgive us of our weaknesses.
没有全心全意的来爱你。
That we didn't love you wholeheartedly.
求主你赐给我们足够的信心和力量。
Lord, please give us enough strength and faith.
让我们尽心尽意尽力的来爱你。
For us to love you with all our heart, all our mind, and all our soul.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.